And now, live from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who said, hey, let's not drag this out today if we don't have to. The sports widow, Molly Erdman.
It's true.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, I did say that. Stuff to do.
We all have stuff to do, Molly,
you
but that doesn't stop me.
Further over.
I've said many times before.
Well, then why put it on Facebook?
Because you're the eye candy.
Oh, God.
Darn. I do my show for the audios.
Okay.
That's what I call the listeners. We're getting close to 1,000 all-time downloads.
Really?
Yeah, we had our 2017 high of 10 downloads yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So, wow. You know, we ended January on a high. And now we go into February.
That was our oven because I'm roasting some chickpeas right now.
Spoiled the surprise. That was for later, well. But I guess you'll see that later on. Some chickpeas, huh? I mean, all the hummus fans. Well, maybe they'll tune in. Maybe that was a tease.
Yeah.
There's a few teases for today. We'll talk about the thing we're not going to talk about, but I want to tease that because I have a feeling you're trying to elbow me out of this thing.
And that's all about what thing?
You know, doing this, you've got some other thing you're working on that's going to take off, and then this you won't have time for.
Yeah. Okay.
That's just what I'm afraid of. I got a haircut, if anyone notices. And actually, you have to notice now because I said so.
Okay.
But it was pretty bad before. I think when you go through the videos and you keep looking, like from Monday to now, this is an improvement, I think.
Yeah.
Generally, you think it's an improvement when my hair is shorter, correct?
I do. I think you look younger with shorter hair.
Okay. All right. Your sister is our most loyal watcher. I got to say that.
She is watching, and it is her birthday
today. Oh, well, happy birthday to Emily Erdman. She will be our sponsor today, then.
Yes. Sponsored by Emily.
Sponsored by Emily's birthday. And Emily is an incredible child care professional.
She is.
We used to call them stewardesses, but now, no. I'm kidding. Babysitter is the more practical name.
It is.
Although I have friends who say they're going to babysit their kids, and I tell them, you can't babysit your own kids.
Ugh, don't get me started.
Okay. You don't babysit your own kids.
And, you know, I think I have an appreciation. I do feel like babysitter is a – there's not a child care professional. Like babysitter, nanny, like those things I think are wildly –
underpaid, rewarded.
Well, yes,
like
but also,
teachers.
But even the term
derogatory in a way.
There should be a more professional term for
it
that makes it sound.
Because a babysitter makes it seem like you just sit and watch a baby, and even with
do.
A baby, there's more than that, though.
Right.
I mean, with a baby, you're cleaning shit. That's a basic baby thing you have to do.
True.
And that's what makes that unpleasant. But overall, if you've got like a baby that's basically sleeping through the night or wakes up once, that's great babysitting. Like babysitting those kind of – and
that's
really
TV
when they're
–
yes, yeah. That's TV watching. Yeah. Exactly. And I've babysat professionally in the last 5 years probably.
Yes, you have.
So
yeah. There was a time where actually you and my sister took away some of your business.
She did. She took my business away.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's, well, she's family.
That's fine. You can. That's what family's for,
yeah.
Taking business away from family. We'll give our obligatory. This is in the same way. The Sports Widow Show. We will talk about sports topics for those of you who do know or don't know. Our take on them might be a little different. Although I can usually bring a pretty conventional view of sports. Like I'm a big sports fan.
Yeah, so like, that's why we're doing this.
Well, no, it's your show.
No, this was. It should go on
maybe,
record.
This will be our poll for today.
This was Joe's idea for the show.
We'll see.
Helicopter. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. It means our windows are open, and it means there's
that,
some noise.
There's a criminal on the streets, and police helicopters are looking for them. Or traffic.
Beautiful day. But criminals got to get outside, you know?
It's true.
Go for a walk.
There was a murder just the other day right around where downtown in Hollywood
yesterday,
where we do shows.
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box, a murder. That's disturbing. Disturbed, mentally ill person, maybe a homeless man, stabbed a couple people.
Yes.
One of them was on a bike riding by. And I understand the urge, but sir, come on.
Yeah.
That's really for people who drive cars to do, is to kill bicyclists. Bicyclists and pedestrians don't have the same level of animosity as bicyclists and car drivers, I don't think.
No. And I understand both sides of that. I mean,
where do
I
you
know
fall
that,
on the bicyclist car?
Well, I'm not a bicyclist, but I have in Chicago. There were times where I would ride a bike.
And great bike riding city, actually.
It is, but it's I had to stop doing it because it just made me too nervous.
Yes,
I was so nervous about getting a door opened on me,
mm-hmm.
or a car, you know, just sideswiping me.
Yeah. A lot of hazards on the roads.
Oh, it was,
well, like Lincoln Avenue in Chicago, that's, to me, is kind of the main.
And that's what I would.
Right. Because if you're going to kind of take a route anywhere in Chicago, Lincoln Avenue's a great way to go.
Probably not anywhere in Chicago. It's a very big city.
I mean, anywhere I've ever lived to anywhere I've ever gone, I would take Lincoln Avenue.
You're going from Midway Airport.
Well, most of the time I lived in Chicago, I worked somewhere near Lincoln Avenue and lived somewhere near. So for me, okay, for those of you, for the other 3.5 million people in Chicago, that doesn't apply to whatever.
I think with bikers, with pedestrians, you know, anyone, and drivers, the issue is thinking that you are the most important thing. And I get very annoyed when bikers don't stop at stop signs,
right.
Because they're supposed to.
Right.
Here they can ride on the sidewalk, which is very annoying, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, that is. It's not.
And that's where you get the pedestrian interactions.
And I walk places, and I am very, like today I went for a walk and I saw that a truck wanted to turn left onto a street I was about to cross. There was no light or anything, and there were no cars coming, and I know it's a busy street, so I was like, go ahead. I know it's hard for you to make this left.
Right.
You know, so I feel like I'm conscientious of drivers.
You're an active participant in traffic and making it go easier for everybody.
But I see people on their phones, like looking at their phones, ambling their way across the intersection. It's just like, come on.
I have to say, I've never lived in New York, but I'm going to imagine driving in Manhattan. Yes.
Just the village.
Right. Driving in Manhattan is the worst driving. I'm gonna say, having observed a lot of and been in a lot of cabs in Manhattan, and because of them specifically. And now with Uber and Lyft, you're inviting an entire other range of idiots onto the road, driving people around as fast as they can to make money. That, to me, would be the most horrific driving scenario.
Yeah.
Los Angeles drivers, to me, are second. And I have this conversation. And traffic, so boring. But Chicago people who argue the traffic is bad, they don't. They haven't been here then. They just haven't. Go ahead.
Again, it's very boring to talk about traffic. But when I moved here from Chicago almost 10 years ago, I actually thought that people drove better here. And my argument for that is that they drive more. In Chicago, people aren't in their cars as mm-hmm. much, and they don't go as long a distance.
True.
But 10 years ago, cell phones were not as omnipresent as they are now.
Yes.
And so now all bets are off. It's a nightmare everywhere.
And when I'm in Chicago, 2 points to what you just said. I take the train to the airport often. So in the morning, I'm on the Blue Line watching traffic on the Dan Ryan there? And it's three lanes. And it's moving.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm always like, oh, God, this is... It's not like the 405, for example, which is six lanes of not moving.
Yeah, true.
And then I also notice how many people are driving looking at their phone.
Yeah.
And it's at least 30% are looking at the phone on a highway driving.
Does Illinois have a...
I think so, but on the highway, it's hard to catch somebody doing that.
Sure. I was just curious.
That was a traffic report.
That was.
We can't talk about weather then, because I think we can only do one or the other today.
I do want to point out...
We weren't planning to do weather, but...
No.
Oh,
I did say it was a beautiful day, though. Ooh. Ryan has said that he assumes you're the one who doesn't like sports.
Because of my shirt? This shirt is...
I was supposed to show this earlier.
That's for the front of the show. Imagine that happening at the beginning of the show. This is a self-tie-dyed shirt, actually. And this was kind of the throwaway one that I just took the dregs.
But that's the one you wore in the picture, isn't it?
It is, because it turned out better than the other one. The other one was too much color on it. And this, I just took the remainder of a few little bottles of the stuff, put it on here. It was great.
Yeah. We tie-dyed our own shirts this summer for family pictures. That's who we are.
And tie-dye doesn't say don't like sports.
Okay.
Tie-dye says smoked weed in college and
my chickpeas.
Like
sports. I'll be right back. Why don't you...
But that was in college.
Segue us into some sports.
Okay. So so we're going to go into some sports right now before the big chickpea reveal. The Super Bowl's coming up, but Friday is going to be our Super Bowl special. And we might have some cooking tips in that. We may have some watching tips and all kinds of stuff like that. And here comes a hot pan of chickpeas. Hold it over the mic, Maul, so we can... Oh, there you go. There you go. See that? Crispy, roly chickpeas. So in terms of sports for me, as a big sports fan, and only if you're a fan of college football, today's a big day because it's National Signing Day. You know what that means, Maul?
It is when high school students sign to a college for their athletic program. But it's not just football, right?
It's just football today.
Interesting. Okay. I saw a thing on Instagram from my high school where someone signed to Pepperdine for tennis and somewhere else.
Okay. Well, then maybe. Okay. I was thinking football, basketball. So there may be other like the winter sports or something all signed today or something.
Rich kid sports.
Right. Yeah. Well, football's not a rich kid sport.
No, I said
though.
Tennis and soccer.
Yeah. Those are rich kid sports.
Yeah.
Although soccer more and more, I mean, worldwide soccer is not a rich kid sport.
No.
And just to digress for a second, here is why, this is very simple. Here is why Americans are not as good at soccer. Okay? A child in Brazil,
I gotta go.
Growing up in the favelas, probably has one toy. You know what that toy is?
Soccer ball.
A soccer ball. That kid plays with that thing, and it's its most precious possession. My daughters both have had multiple soccer balls and other sporting equipment at their disposal almost from birth.
Yes.
Now that and I think our daughter has maybe even an interest or a propensity towards sports, and they have so many other toys that even if they were to spend an equal amount of time on the ball, which they don't, they have too many other things to do. Too many other options.
Well, and we live in a second floor apartment with no,
And kids don't go out and play in the neighborhood anymore. No, exactly. That doesn't happen anymore either. I guess there are a lot of factors. But the main thing I attribute it to is that if you give a kid one toy and it's a ball, that kid's going to be good with that ball.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. Is that our sports talk for today?
No, I was going to talk about signing day.
Okay.
And just very simply, it's an unfair process where these college kids now, they're committed. Once they sign and send in a letter of intent, they now are not owned by the school, but their rights are protected by the school, and they have to play for that school. And if they decide to leave, they have to spend a year of not playing before going on the field for another team.
And this is a televised event, correct?
Well, it happens at high schools, so there are some big-time recruits, the best players in the country. ESPN is broadcasting their stuff.
Because I seem to recall watching it last year, and I had a chicken or the egg question because everyone was saying, I'm going to take my talents to blank.
Yes.
And I was like, is that a general phrase, or did LeBron start that phrase and now everyone says it?
LeBron said it, but I actually think Kobe said it before LeBron when he said he was going to the NBA. I believe Kobe, and actually, if Ryan's still watching, he would be able to confirm that. Ryan Gowland is a big Kobe Bryant fan, so he would know that. And this is not an Albany State T-shirt. For those who know, I in college had a very we should show that picture one day. I tried to make some money making T-shirts or selling T-shirts at my school. I bought 100 tie-dye T-shirts that said Albany State on them. I went to SUNY Albany, which no one calls Albany State. So I had 100 T-shirts for a different school.
Non-existent school.
Well, there's an Albany State in Georgia, actually. And I sold at least half of them basically by bullying people into buying them. I would find freshmen, and I would be like, hey, 2 for 1. They're $20 each. So I ended up just about breaking even and then giving the rest of them away. I wonder if... people still have them occasionally. If you have one, folks, send us pictures on our Twitter page.
Great.
That's a great idea. My friend Andy, a few years ago, I had given him one. A friend of mine from high school, I gave him one of the shirts. And we saw him out here in California a couple years ago, and he gave it back to me.
No, he gave it to me.
Completely unworn.
Never wore it. I don't know where it is.
He never wore it.
Yeah.
So it's just it's exciting for nerds like me to see what high school players, who you don't know if they're going to be good or bad, but are going to come choose your school.
Well, and that I think that's the critical part of it is you have to have a school that you're interested in. I don't think as a general, even college, but everyone who's a college football fan probably has a school that they're
a lot of times, they're locally interested. But it's ultimately, these are 17, 18-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Who knows how they're going to turn out?
I don't.
The fan base that I'm a part of, Nebraska fans, are the – perhaps people in the South will argue this, but, you know, above teams as northerly as Nebraska is, they are the most rabid fan base, I would say. Mm-hmm. They're crazy. They're on, like, anytime somebody does a contest, you know, like, what team was the best? Nebraska fans will outvote every other team. Mm. I guess they don't have anything to do. But and that's a nice time for our sponsor, other than Emily Erdman, the Big Red Cobcast, which is on Corn Nation, which is a Cornhusker site. If you like Nebraska football, and basically that's about it. You like that podcast. Oh. So if you're watching this already, you already know about it probably because that's probably how you found out about this.
Mm. We should get into our new segment.
Yeah. I was going to mention your website as another sponsor, but you don't have to do that.
We'll do that next time.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
So this is again, the show is in process. So we love the feedback. But right now we're adding a new segment that I believe...
My sister.
She suggested this. So this
doubly sponsored by her today.
Yes, it is doubly sponsored by her. And we're calling this segment...
The Sports Widow Sports Window.
Right. Because you may notice behind us is the mammoth oasis at this window. And I spend a lot of my day looking out this window at the various things out there. I have taken numerous photographs of different sunsets with the trees in the background. We have a nice hummingbird background feeder. And that you may have heard the hummingbird there. That's what we're going to go over to right now. And so what I'm going to do, do I take the phone too?
Well, it's plugged into your computer.
But it's not. I turned that part off.
Okay. Like I would take the phone over with you and just know that our landlord is outside.
Great.
So our landlord's outside.
Maybe I'll show the folks that.
This?
No, you just untangle this cord. Okay. And I'm bringing the cord with me for our audio. Okay. People, you stay there, Molly, and fill the screen.
Okay.
All right, you want to give me the phone now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I unplug this?
Yeah, unplug that.
Okay.
And yeah, good. Keep it in the thing. Yep. Great. So here, now we're this is our first segment ever. Sports Widow presents
Sports Window.
Sports
He's
Window.
Over there right
and this
now.
Is it. I'm headed over to the window right now. The cord only stretches so far. You can give me some slack? All right.
Maybe a little.
So here's our sports window, and because this is our first And I'll tell you what we're going to do with this segment is each week we're going to visit the sports window. And Sports window Wednesdays. And see, we're going to clean this up. This is what we're at right now, okay? Looks like we got a couple of fake hot air balloons we got to get rid of.
No.
We may be getting rid of those. We have some succulents that are, I believe they're from our wedding, some other succulents. But you can see it's kind of a mess. And then we got some kids stuff over here. So each week I'm going to try to improve this in some way, shape, or form. My ultimate goal is to have an herb garden legal.
We've tried that.
We've succeeded to degrees, but I'm going to really commit to it because now I've got the show depending on me. Bad camera work by me. But you see, it's nice. We got these two trees over here, and here's the hummingbird feeder. So I spend a lot of the day looking at the hummingbirds fighting. We got four or five that visit pretty frequently. Come on, turn this around. I want you to see me. Oh, did you hear? There's one right there. You heard that. That's Old Red. So he's a red-throated hummingbird, and he has a red throat. He's a male. The female does not have a red throat. So he is often around here, and then there's a couple of rufous hummingbirds, and they get real, real nasty. He's up in the tree. You can't see him, but he's up in one of those trees right now. You folks can't see it, but he's up there, and he's watching me right now. We also have a squirrel that is my enemy, and he's against me. Hopefully we'll see him sometime. And we have a number of mourning doves also.
Do you think the sports window should be
that's my landlord coming out of there. That's
for,
the landlord.
For Facebook Live, since it's almost entirely visual?
Well, I was describing the hummingbird. Oh, he's back. And then you can see my landlord talking. The hummingbird is back. See? You heard him maybe? And then landlord's looking over at me. Oh, I hope he's not going to knock on our door. And if he does, we're just going to keep going. All right, you want to put that back, Mal?
Sure.
Okay, so that was, you know, let
Many
us know.
Thanks to Emily.
Yeah,
for
that
the
segment.
Idea.
And again, this was the first week. That was just for you to get a flavor. Each week, I'm going to tell you what we did. And I say we because I hope Molly's going to help me with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And we're going to get rid of some of that stuff. It's debatable what it will be.
You got to just scooch back in.
Yeah, I know what I got to do. All right. Wow. That was a segment.
Look at you.
Okay. Again, listeners, you know I'm doing the show for you. All right, so we're also trying the show, making the show a little shorter, and
yeah.
That's why we're going to stop right about now and see if this gets us more watchers. And as always, we love feedback,
yep.
And you can watch us Monday, Wednesday, Friday on Facebook Live,
mm-hmm.
And we are at some point going to, it's going to be a Sports
mm-hmm.
Widow page, right?
At some point.
And then we'll get our followers.
Please,
we'll
love questions, so leave them here. And we'll answer them next time.
Or on our Twitter page.
On our Twitter, Sports Widow Show.
Yeah. You don't have to repeat. Like when I say on our Twitter, then you can just say the thing. It's like I'm setting you up. But I was like, on our Twitter. And you went, on our Twitter. And now what I said is kind of irrelevant.
Great.
So what is our Twitter?
Sports Widow Show.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, also, and here's just the last thing to leave you with. Molly's going to be doing some new project that I'm not exactly sure what it is, but she's doing it on her own.
All I said to Joe is that I have an idea for a video I want to make, and he is threatened.
Well, that's going to be a big hit, and we'll plug it here, and then that'll probably be the last time we do this, because it'll be Molly's thing
guaranteed
now.
To fail.
all right. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you Friday with our Super Bowl preview
yes.
episode. So please come back and see or hear us then. Bye to our listeners.